This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jimmy Butler fouled Thompson. And again, the Warriors had cut it down. And now it's right back up to 71-44. And now you have to, as you said, the feeling is, oh, we have to do this all over again. And that's got to be really tough.
It is. It's hard mentally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tom Tolbert and Tim Roy on the call last night on 95.7 The Game. And yes, Warriors got to do it all over again tomorrow night, but it's a Chase Center. They'll have the home crowd behind them.
Let's go. 6 p.m. Start.
And they will hope to get into the second round. And earn the right to play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who eliminated the Lakers last night.
And what we do know is either going to be Monday or Tuesday, right? That game one against, if the Warriors advance.
That's correct. Yeah. That is correct, if the Warriors advance. Let's go to Peter in San Mateo. Hey, Peter, how you doing? No, Peter dropped.
Good.
The one thing, too, is...
Like the Warriors.
I mean, I thought... The other thing that was huge yesterday is the Rockets made their foul shots. They were 32 for 38. And I'll tell you what really got them off to a great start is they were 8 for 8 from the line about midway through the first quarter.
I was impressed.
And I was thinking to myself, see, this is why free throw shooting is more than just what you end up with at the end of the night. Because that's been a game. Or that's been a situation where they went 8 for 8 from the line and the score was 17-8.
Okay.
I mean, in games past, they're 4 or 5 from 8 from the line and it's 17, you know, and it's like 13-8. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference as the game moves on. When you make free throws, you do not give up any kind of momentum. When you miss free throws, you give up any of your momentum. And with the Rockets making their free throws, they just were able to stay ahead comfortably and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, and it got to the point to where yesterday I was telling you it felt like turnovers when they were going up there missing them. But I'll give our guy Willard credit, Steiny. He said the team that's won every game in this series won the free throw battle. And yesterday the Rockets continued that trend.
Yeah, let's go to Tom in Concord. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just really wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. I agree with Gu. You know, I really think that we had a chance to maybe get back into the game in the fourth quarter. I was okay that Steve Kerr pulled the plug in the third. You know, the starters weren't going to do anything last night. But, you know, when there was like 6 minutes left in the fourth, we cut it to 13, and, you know, Steve Kerr let it play out. And, you know, I'm not saying he should have put in the starters. They were done. But, you know, he kept in Braxton Key, and I don't even know who that is. I don't even think he played a single minute of garbage time.
Man.
And he proceeds to smoke like two wide open, you know, put back layups. We're talking like we could have cut it to single digits with like 4 minutes left. And I'm just saying, like, man, Steve Kerr had an opportunity to maybe like put in Guy Santos. If he's feeling frisky, put in GP2. And like he doesn't. I really think it was really disappointing. Like I'm not saying we could have won the game, but you know, Steve Kerr, like he could have stayed engaged and, you know, done something special. And then, you know, we lose the lead and then he puts in Buddy Hield and Guy Santos. And it was just really disappointing. I mean, this is a playoff closeout game. This isn't a regular season game. We could have closed the series. There's that. And, you know, JK being out was really, really, really disheartening. And, I still feel good about tomorrow's game. But I just really wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Well, first of all,
good call.
Here you go again, Steiny. Here you go again, talking about age. But here's the reality of the situation. You couldn't have put those guys back in the game. You could not have put Green, Curry, and Butler back in the game.
No,
they sat for 40 minutes. There's no way you can put them back in.
And they didn't deserve to get back in there if you ask me. You didn't, but I'm just sharing that with you.
Exactly.
And so, give Kerr some credit for saying, you know what? Here's the white flag. Youngsters go get it, and they made it interesting. But I'm not mad at the caller. That's just hurt talk, as we say, from the Yoon Stani. He's hurt about the loss, but at the end of the day, that wasn't going to – yeah, you would have probably risked them dudes getting hurt had you let them sit that long and then put them back in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know it could have gotten to this when if somebody makes a layup and then they need to get – I never thought the Rockets were going to give up that lead.
Yeah, and what about our guy from Sirius Radio, Brian Gelsheiler-Steiner? He called it. I asked him about Jalen Green, and I was expecting this big old heart transplant in regard to maybe taking him out of the starting lineup, and he kept him in there, and Green didn't kill him, 13-25. Oh, excuse me, got the wrong box score up. But he didn't kill him, played within himself, and all the Rockets played well, man. They really did.
Yeah, no, I actually made a note of Jalen Green, too.
I thought he was a pro, man.
First quarter, he only took three shots. He made two of them for the game. He was 3-for-8. And sometimes a young player in that situation will try to do too much. But when other guys were making shots, he figured out that he didn't need to play a certain kind of way. And they took advantage of the fact that the Rockets had a lot of guys who were making shots last night.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Oh, Peter in San Mateo's back. Let's quick go to him. What's up, Peter? How you doing?
Hello. Yes, very good. I want to talk about the first quarter and how they tried to attack the zone.
Okay.
By keep taking and missing threes. That's when we need JK, right, to drive into the paint and to beat the zone. But Kerr keeps saying JK is not a fit. I think that's a fit yesterday in the first quarter. We need someone to drive through the paint instead of keep shooting threes and missing them.
Well, you know what? Kuminga was not available last night, though. That was the problem.
Illness?
He was listed as out because of an illness.
I got that late.
So yep. he wasn't even available last night.
Even if he's available, I doubt that Kerr will try to pull him in. But that's when we need, I'm just saying, that's when we need a guy like JK. He is a fit.
No, I mean, thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. I mean, to me, it's a moot point last night because he wasn't going to play. He couldn't play. He was sick. And we'll see if he can play Friday.
Do you have a problem with me, and I jotted this down, with Curry and this hand issue on the shooting hand, maybe to have him play off the ball a little bit more and he doesn't have to have that responsibility of bringing it up and getting blitzed ad nauseum? Like, is that fair or am I?
Why not?
Wow.
I mean, he doesn't have to handle it all the time. We know that about him. He's great off the ball. He's terrific on the ball. So if he's struggling with his ball handling, maybe because of his thumb, they've got other guys who can initiate the offense.
But
I think that's fair.
And I'll say this to the caller's point. I loved what he said, Stani. I just said it to you 5-10 minutes ago. It felt like driving to the rack for the Warriors last night was from here to Albuquerque. It was like, it felt like a marathon. Like, the rim's right there, guys. You don't got to just shoot there. Stani, we didn't have any legs.
Uh-oh.
We had no juice.
Well, it's only game 5 and of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
Hold on. Maybe I need to clean my glasses, but is that a cop-out or is
what?
There anything?
What a cop-out?
You going to the age and saying there wasn't anything technical that Houston did. Technical.
If you want to continue to believe that this team's not as old as it is, you can do that.
Wow, man.
The reality of the situation is they're an older team and they must navigate that age in terms of managing playoffs. And
so
let's say they win and they play Minnesota. I'll bet you right now they have a game like this against Minnesota.
Okay.
I just think they will.
Okay. I got you. I'd rather have that than lose 118-117. And if you're telling me we can still accomplish our ultimate goal. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, what's the ultimate goal?
To win it all or get to the Western Conference Finals?
Well,
I just want to see Curry play off the ball a little bit more, especially after seeing that picture of his whatever's going on with his shooting hand. He's playing through it, man, and he hasn't once mentioned it, and that's why I love him. He has not once said, this is happening because of this, and he's had some great games. But tomorrow will tell me in the first quarter, the first 5 minutes, if this is old versus young, if that's really starting to take over, then I'm going to be if you're right, Stoney, because I kind of blown past, yeah, that's their age, Stoney, but this was the first time in this series I felt like the Warriors showed a bit of that birth certificate.
Speaking of Curry's thumb, Steve Kerr was asked about Houston's strategy, if they had one, regarding the thumb.
You know, the rule, the NBA, is once the shot has been released, you're allowed to hit the guy's arm. And so what's happened in the league this year is players always they're going to outsmart, you know, the rules. They know what they're doing. So players all over the league are just taking shots at guys' shooting hands after release because they know it's not going to be a foul. And I'm very confident that next year the league will fix it because it's only a matter of time before somebody, you know, breaks a thumb or breaks a hand or whatever. But these are the rules. I do believe they're allowed to call a flagrant if they want. The refs could call a flagrant if the guy winds up and takes a shot. But no, it's been happening across the league all year long. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, we have to take it through the league process to get that changed. And that'll probably happen this summer, I would guess.
Okay.
Tell me what I thought about after I heard that.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dylan Brooks, how dumb you were to put your hand on the stomach or the midsection of Butler. Had you hit his hands, you would have been all right.
Yeah. I bet they would have called it, though.
Yeah.
They were probably going to call a foul if there was any contact on that play.
I got to tell you something, Stoney. He's been hitting his turnaround jumper, Dylan Brooks. He could play on my team. He's gotten better. I know he's a joke. Nobody likes him.
I don't think he's a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think he's a joke at all anymore.
Man, there's a spot on my team for him any day.
Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Oh, guys. Love listening to the show.
Thank you, Nick.
I tune in when I'm at work. You guys. Yeah. I was going to say... Yeah, it just seemed like the energy was a little off last night. Obviously, got behind in the beginning. I got to say, on Friday, I really got to see that energy coming through from Pajemski. I want to see another game like he had in game four. Especially, you know, I think they need to get going. I agree with Guru. You know, I think they need to get going early tomorrow night and just bring that energy and man, the biggest thing, too, is just the turnovers. That's a big factor right there. I've seen Steph turn the ball over early, you know, like careless plays. That kind of stuff's going to cost you. It worries me a little bit just going into game six because, you know, if they don't bring that energy early, they're going to get behind. And you definitely don't want to let that game go to game seven in Houston because you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
No doubt, Stoney.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, let's take some of the intangibles away from the Warriors in terms of their age. Let's not talk about that for a little while.
Where are you going?
They have limitations. They are a small team. They are not an athletic team. They're not a great three-point shooting team. They have limitations. We are not watching a juggernaut struggling. We're watching a good basketball team pay a little bit of a price for some of their deficiencies. They're small inside. And that they're going to be small inside every playoff game they play from this point on. We've all so many of these things we have been saying in the regular season, but they tend to catch up with you in the postseason.
I don't disagree. I get that. But also, Stoney, when you talk about what they have a surplus of, it's experience, it's pedigree. It's guys that have got it done and climbed the mountaintop. Like Draymond Green, Looney, and Steph Curry, and how Curry can have that flurry in a hurry and bury you. And you talk about Jimmy Butler and what he's been. He's been nothing but a godsend. So I'm with that in regard to the limitations. But, again, they were up 3-1. They're up 3-2. But what I think they have a surplus of, and that's that you know, junkyard dogs that could take it to that next level where other guys and teams can't, I'm hoping that wins out. And why I feel like they can get, if everything goes their way, to the Western Conference Finals and hopefully further.
Yeah, they got to win this series first. And, like, that's...
They got boat race, man. That game was over in the second. Or yeah. If you want to say, like, I'm wow. Who saw that?
A lot of people saw it, Goo. A lot of people saw it. It happens.
Yeah, and I'm not putting this on you. You said Houston couldn't blow out the Warriors.
I was wrong.
Yeah, I got that. And I'm not doing cares? That for that. That's why I'm saying there's something else happening here besides us being wrong.
Who do you think this team is? You think they're the best team in the Western Conference? The Warriors.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, like what made anybody think this was not going to be a grind?
Like the last 20 games of the season for the Warriors.
Guess what? That ain't the playoffs. And this is kind of the other thing. Like, okay, you're talking about the Warriors have junkyard dogs. Well, the Rockets don't. The Rockets got junkyard dogs. Thompson's a junkyard dog. Mm-hmm. Brooks is. I don't know, man. This like the Warriors are a really good team, but they have to play well to win games in the playoffs.
Let me ask you this: do you? And I'm being real because I'm gonna be watching this tomorrow, and maybe I'll watch it. It's all about how I feel, not Evan, not you, but I'm gonna ask both of you. Stoney, I'm starting to think the Rockets aren't afraid of the Warriors.
They're not. Why would, like, that's what I'm, why, seriously, why would they be afraid? They're all 22 years old. They're just playing as hard as they can. There's no fright.
I mean, they looked like that yesterday.
I mean, they beat the Warriors 2 out of 5 in the regular season. So.
The fear factor is not there, you're saying.
No.
Why would it be, respectfully?
For what the Warriors have done since Jimmy Butler's got to town, the fact that the Rockets, this is their first run, Evan, and you're going up against Dre, Steph, and now Jimmy Butler, and I thought they might get stage fright.
They played them 1-1 since Jimmy got there, and the last time they played them, they held Curry to 3 points.
I remember.
Like, on the road. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if they hadn't beat them or if they had gotten blown out in 2 games, I could see them, I don't know if fear is the proper word, but not playing up. But, like, they're the 2 seed. They were better in the regular season than the Warriors. I guess I just don't understand why
my fear would factor. I'm living in the past.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah, when you bring up that Durant point, that's how I'm looking at this team. And I'll take the L.
Well, that's ridiculous because that was 6 years ago, right. Goo. But here, like, you have a point with what was their record with Butler? 25-10? So people extrapolated that and said, you know what? There's a 55-win team if we're together all year.
Well, but I guess I would feel better about that game. Like, the biggest dud or egg that they laid in the regular season, was after the San Antonio game.
Okay. Yeah.
You remember how despondent they sounded after that game? They didn't sound like that at all yesterday.
No, they...
Like, I mean, we're feeling down, or fans might be feeling down, but I would at least take some solace in the fact that the team, and maybe we can listen to some more sound after the game, did not sound as low as they did after the Spurs game, which very much felt like a really deflating loss.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. And I'll tell both of you this, and I keep going to boxing, and I'm trying to make it work, so bear with me. From an athleticism standpoint, Stoney, the Rockets are not overwhelmed, and they could come in here tomorrow and lose, but it'll be from a technical standpoint, breakdowns. There is nothing on this Warrior team that's scaring Houston athletically without Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm not saying that. I just throwing that out there because he's your most athletic dude you're not using. So with that said, it's like being in a boxing ring. Evan could hit me, but he doesn't have the power to knock me out. Now, you can take me out by winning it on the scorecards, by winning the game tomorrow. But that's what abundantly is clear to me. I'm looking at the Rocket dudes like, They ain't worried about Draymond or Steph going by. Like
the idea that they would have been,
my
to
gosh,
me, is just
I had that in my form. I had that on my, my bingo card, man.
Houston won 50-plus games. They won 50-plus games. Yeah. Like, and that, okay, what did you do? Did you overrate the Warriors or underrate the Rockets?
Underrate the Rockets.
Okay. Here's Jimmy Butler. It's okay, Goo.
We're fine. Our confidence isn't going to waver any. We're going to start out better. We're going to play a better overall game because we know how good of a team we are as a unit. We know how good our players are as individuals. So we just got a starters. We got to kick us off better, which we know that we will do. We'll be fine.
There it is.
All right. Sound good. I mean, get it. I'm with it. I'll be there. We'll all be there. I'm with it. But you got to go do it. You got a pelvic contusion, and I'm watching you, and you are compromised. So Houston could take advantage of that if you get him. You know what I mean? You got to go out there and execute. But, man, and then if you allow me, as nervous as I am, to go back to Monday night's game, the Rockets were down early, got off the mat, had the ball with a chance to win the game. So if they come from that tomorrow night, you know, this is a fight now. I thought it might be a walk in the park.
From the first game's tip-off. And I'm not. You really thought the Warriors were just going to waltz in five and make it look easy? Well, like, first of all, here's the other thing about the Rockets. You're never going to be able to make it look easy against the Rockets. You're just not. They're ugly. They're an ugly team.
But yesterday, they used all their resources to get them out of what we define them, offensively challenged. How do you get past that? You D up. You steal the ball. You soar through the air. You do what? And that's what they did, and they did it so well, the fight was over in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah.
We haven't done that to them even when we've won.
Well, this is the first game that the Warriors have kind of had a game to play with.
Mm.
I mean, you're going into a game on a Wednesday night against Houston. They're playing with their hair on fire. And the Warriors are saying, well, we're going back to the Bay anyway after this game, no matter what. But so I'm sorry. Psychologically, this was always going to be a really hard game for the Warriors. And then once they got swarmed, it didn't matter. They pulled the plug. Who cares if they lost by 50, 40, 30, or 15?
But when you're down 3-1, even at home, can you give me some of this? The margin of error is minute. And I thought that might take over a young Rocket team. Make a couple errors, you know, a couple turnovers. We're down.
They ain't bailing you out.
And that's what they proved to me yesterday.
I mean, they weren't, you know, they could have won game four. They missed a ton of foul shots. And part of that is kind of who they are. They're not a great foul shooting team, but last night they put it all together, and the Warriors were not, they were just not playing close to as intense as the Rockets were. And it was clear as day.
All right.
And to me, it had the feel of an older team saying, let's cut our losses. We'll go get Friday.
All right. And if you don't, we got a game seven Sunday at 12:30. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think the series was going to be over in four or five.
All right. Well, obviously I did.
Because I don't, like, maybe we thought too much of the Warriors. I mean, maybe.
Well, too little of
and
the Rockets.
And that's right? What I'm, Evan, and why would I do that when they earned the two seed? Maybe I just thought that was, I didn't put enough respect on what they've accomplished and how they did it.
Yeah. I mean, once they drew the Rockets, yes, I thought it was the best team they could have drawn, but it doesn't mean that it was going to be easy. I mean, I'm telling you, the Rockets,
man, they're
young.
No, man.
And they're athletic. And they are putting pressure on the Warriors players in the backcourt. And whether it's Curry's thumb or not, the Warriors are having trouble handling the ball at times. And that's the other thing. In games 3 and 4, the Warriors didn't turn the ball over that much. I don't think they had a ton of turnovers last night, but they all seemed to lead to dunks on the other end. And that's how the game got out of hand.